I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hello, welcome to WFAN Daily. Hope you guys had a great weekend, a busy weekend in the world of sports. Just finished up watching the Knicks as Jalen Brunson goes off again, this time beating Milwaukee. And I don't give a crap how much Doc Rivers wants to rest Giannis. That's their problem. That's not a Knicks problem. All of a sudden, the two seed is in play for the Knicks. But I want to start with the Mets. And, you know, I felt this way on Friday. BT and I talked about it with Francisco Lindor. And I thought about the Trey Turner thing, but I didn't want to go down that road again and do the whole bit. But when I was saying Francisco Lindor looks to me like he's not having fun and is wearing the pressure, this is exactly what I meant, where you have people on Twitter, I guess, saying, you know, obviously a lot of people say negative things all the time to everybody, so I'm not even going to get into that. But a lot of people trying to support Francisco Lindor, and then somebody started out saying, hey, why don't we go to the games and cheer them? And then Steve Cohen chimes in and says positivity could go a long way. I think in the Mets case, it's actually true. We talked about this with Zach Wilson and the Jets. With down franchise, and obviously nobody does it, and you know, look what happened. Not that it would have been the answer, but with down franchises, and I admit I'm the same way with the Mets. Like the first sign of things go wrong, it's like, oh, here we go again. Now, I don't believe in this team, and there's a difference between not believing in the team and wanting to cheer them on. And I have to give my opinion. That is my job. I can't be a fan on the radio. However, fans going to games, doesn't matter how realistic you want to be, you're going to go there and you should cheer on your team and try to get the best result possible. And maybe a little encouragement would go a long way, especially in the case of Francisco Lindor. Now, I happen to be of the mindset that I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want the pity cheers, but that's me. I'm from New York. If I suck, boo me. Let me know that I suck. And then, to me, you go out there and you prove everybody wrong. I like that edge. But I don't know if Francisco Lindor is like that. He seems quite the opposite, where he was used to fans cheering for him. And he wants to win over, it feels like, New York to me. He wants to win over the Met fans so badly that he puts all this pressure on himself. Maybe instead of booing or getting frustrated with Lindor, cheering him would help get him out of his funk. And I know he got out of it a little bit against Cincinnati. Mets played a decent series here, winning 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati, trying to right the ship, of course, before they hit the iceberg come Monday night, taking on the Atlanta Braves for 4 games. Now, I know the Braves got their own issues with Spencer Strider, but offensively, I mean, the Mets right now, even though they look a little bit better, they can't compare to Atlanta. Really few can, but the Mets in particular, with their pitching against that offense and their offense against that pitching, this could be the, you know, this could be a statement series for the Mets, or it could start to become what we saw the first 5 games against, you know, the crappier teams in baseball, like the Brewers or the Tigers. All due respect to them. You know what I mean? Anyway, if you cheer Francisco Lindor when he returns home, maybe you start to get him feeling good about himself, and it works. It couldn't hurt. And not just Francisco Lindor, the whole team. I really think this Mets team, now, I don't think they're very good. Let me just go on record as saying that. But I'm allowed to say that because that's my job to say that. However, it doesn't mean that just because I don't think they're any good, or maybe you don't think they're any good, that you can't go out there and try to cheer them on, because maybe this team, who we have called soft at times, maybe they would benefit from being supported even when they haven't earned the support. It's hard for me to get to that mindset because I'm of the mindset that you earn those cheers. You have to earn the fans' respect and earn the fans' appreciation and love. At first, we give it to you, and then we, you know, when you initially get here, and then we watch you, then you have to earn it. Initial, hello, how you doing? That's great. We're happy to have you. Now go out there and perform. And if you don't, then it's going to be a problem. But why not a change in mindset and bring a little positive energy and see what that positivity may bring? Because we know what the alternative is. It's brought nothing but negativity. Team hasn't won since 1986. Try something different, maybe. I'm not getting soft. Don't get me wrong. But I do think, especially in Lindor's case, and maybe even especially in this team's case, it might work. What's the negative? What, you feel like you wasted your money going out there and cheering as opposed to booing? Cheer first, boo later. Give them, though, the benefit of the doubt, especially when they return home. Now, if they come home after getting swept in Atlanta, hard to cheer anybody in that particular case. But I do think Met fans, because of what Met fans have been through, can be overly negative. In this case, I think we're being realistic. You know, Lindor gets off to a brutal start. I understand it. However, he might do well from some encouragement. So what the hell? I recommend giving it a chance. I'll be out there to see Doc get his number retired. I'll cheer everybody. And that day, I'll be in a good mood because Doc is going to have his number retired. And really, that's all I care about. I want to see number 16 get hung up to the rafters. Who the Mets playing? The Royals? Mets Royals? That doesn't really do it for me. But I will cheer. I promise you that. Why not just give them encouragement? And then any blame that they have to come our way, I mean, they can't say anything. I mean, we can say, look, we cheered. You still didn't get a hit. You still didn't do anything. I don't know how long it's got to last for the cheers. Maybe like a couple of games at least. But whatever. It's something worth – it's worth trying. And it also creates a different environment. You saw what happened in Philadelphia where there was always that between Phillies fans and, you know, Philly players, or even just Philadelphia sports fans – overall, they are known to be as tough as anybody. And to have that happen with Trey Turner, the one thing I will say, though, it does make, in my mind at least, Trey Turner look a little weak. And if I'm Lindor, that's what I was saying before, I wouldn't want to be looking weak where I felt like I needed that. I'd rather fight through it and then get the cheers, and then you come out even more powerful. I just feel bad for Lindor because he's wearing it, and I don't think he deserves this. He's too good of a player. He's their best player, but man, he just tries too much. Yankees, I was there at the opener. It was, you know, the opener wasn't very good. Obviously, it didn't go the way that anybody thought. The Yankees getting shut out. But then they're, you know, right of the ship, Giancarlo Stanton with a big grand slam on Sunday. You know, Judge going deep on Saturday. Yanks offense really clicking. Bullpen a little bit scary. Maybe the Yanks, they leveled off a little bit. Winning 2 out of 3 is great, obviously, but it did come back down to earth just a tick. Even with their 8-2 record after the first 10 games, you didn't get the dominant, great feel from the Yankees over the weekend against the Blue Jays, who don't appear to be very good themselves. But you know, just the inconsistencies of the Yanks scoring runs and then in the bullpen, that would be not concerning, but just, yeah, you know, not a great weekend. And I don't believe in Giancarlo Stanton. Good for him that he had a couple of homers. This is what he does. As Boone said, when people ask it, oh, is he struggling the first 7 games? He's like, that's G. That's G, yeah. And then when he hits a grand slam, you know, a couple of homers over the weekend series and a grand slam, that's G. This is what Giancarlo Stanton does. So I'm not going to get worked up over Giancarlo Stanton, you know, hitting a couple of home runs against the Blue Jays pitching. I'll get more worked up about it when it's consistent from now throughout the course of the year. I hate the peaks and valleys. It drives me nuts with Jeff McNeil with the average. It drives me nuts with Giancarlo Stanton. I want an even level the bumps, level the ups and downs. You got to level those out. And Stanton has yet to do that. But overall, Yankees won another series, and that's all you could ask as they do their job. We did mention the Knicks, but just to get more into it, I mean, the idea that the Knicks can lose OG Anunoby and Julius Randle for an extended period. And obviously Randle out the rest of the year and has been out a significant point. But OG, you know, with those big three, Brunson, Randle, OG, and they can lose them for a significant amount of time and have Brunson leading the way with the role players. And we're sitting here getting ready to wind up the season where they could still be a two seed. I mean, what? My mind is blown. I thought for sure the Knicks would sink eventually in the Eastern Conference, still make the playoffs, but maybe a six seed. You're talking, and then even as recently as last week, I mean, they lost three in a row, and then they beat Sacramento. Everybody, oh, don't get carried away with Sacramento. Well, now to do what they did against Milwaukee, impressive, and to be within one game of the Bucks for the second spot, I actually can't even believe it. We're watching, you know, and also we take it for granted because the injuries kind of put a damper on things and hurt the highest of expectations where there should not have been a ceiling on this team. And then without Randle, I think a ceiling has been put back on by many. Maybe we need to take that off because I love Randle and he is their second best player. And I don't believe they could get to an Eastern Conference Finals or an NBA Finals without him. However, I didn't think that this team could be a two seed without him. And that is a very realistic possibility right now where you look at this Knicks team. I'm done putting a ceiling on them. They can go as far as Jalen Brunson will take them. And that is to the moon. So could the Knicks win a championship this year? I'm not ruling it out. I know it sounds nuts. Did you think they'd be a two seed? I didn't. I'm not ruling it out. We got some exciting times here with the Mets riding the ship a little bit, winning two out of three, just trying to stabilize before Atlanta. Yankees rolling along, winning another series as they get, they break in Yankee Stadium for the 2024 season. And the Knicks pushing strong here toward the finish line, trying to close and get a two seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference, not to mention the Rangers and Islanders. Rangers doing what they do, just continue to win 2 points, 2 points, 2 points. And the Islanders getting themselves in the thick of things for a playoff spot right down the stretch. A wild time in New York sports. Looking forward to being on the Fan all week long with BT in the midday spot, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And you can email us at WFANDaily@gmail.com. And we'll answer your emails and comments on an upcoming mailbag episode. Hope you enjoy the weekend. Get ready for another fun week of sports. We'll see you later.